The U.S. is exporting more natural gas than ever before. Now, the Biden administration is pausing new projects. Hallie Parker with member station WWNO reports on what this means for the industry and the climate.
Cameron Parish, Louisiana, is known for its big blue sky and wide open spaces. It's near the Texas border, right up against the Gulf of Mexico. When I drive through, the area is rural and tranquil, almost preserved in time.
You'll see, like, these beautiful glittering marsh ponds, wetlands.
Then, an enormous facility rises on the horizon. It's Calcasieu Pass, a natural gas export facility. And in such a flat parish, it lights up the sky at night. Three of these plants have sprung up here in the last 7 years. This one is the newest, but probably won't be the last. There are a handful of proposals for more plants here, and more than a dozen across the region. That's all because of a booming new business, exporting American natural gas. This is the same gas that might heat your home and fuel your stove, but this natural gas is supercooled and turned into liquid. It's called liquefied natural gas, or LNG.
You may ask, but why are we cooling down or liquefying natural gas?
Anne-Sophie Corbeau researches natural gas for Columbia University Center on Energy Policy.
Well, this is to transport it across oceans. It wouldn't be possible in gaseous form.
She explains that tanker ships take it all over the world, including Europe. And that became more critical after Russia invaded Ukraine 2 years ago. Since then, European countries have tried to move away from Russian gas. And the U.S. stepped up, tripling its export capacity.
And now the United States is the largest LNG exporter in the world.
This is a new position for the U.S. It's been made possible by a boom in natural gas production in the last 20 years. That boom is driving a massive expansion in export terminals, especially on the Gulf Coast. But as the industry has grown, so has the opposition.
LNG has got to go.
More than 200 climate activists marched down the streets of New Orleans in January. John Thomason has been a shrimper in Cameron Parish for over 50 years.
The plant is just taking over everything.
He's watched as big LNG plants are built on top of local wetlands, and he says it's affecting the number of shrimp. And the huge tankers carrying the LNG also disrupt the habitat. Thomason says it's hard to make a living.
We used to make good money, and now we got to work like a damn dog.
Thomason also worries about how emissions from the plant could worsen the impacts of human-driven climate change. It's not just Thomason. This massive LNG build-out got the attention of national environmental groups, too. They worry the LNG expansion could prolong the use of natural gas worldwide, a fossil fuel that contributes to global warming. Protest organizer James Hyatt said stopping the build-out was critical for future generations.
We want this place, this planet, to be livable for our future, for our children.
A week after that protest, the Biden administration hit pause on new permits for facilities to figure out if all these plants are needed. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm stressed the agency would weigh both climate and economic impacts.
So as our exports increase, we must review export applications using the most comprehensive, up-to-date analysis.
No new facilities will be permitted during the review. Climate advocates cheered the decision. But Corbeau says even with the pause on new projects, the U.S. will remain an LNG powerhouse.
We are not stopping all the business. Very, very important to understand that.
Especially since three more LNG plants that were already approved are currently under construction in Louisiana and Texas. For NPR News, I'm Hallie Parker in New Orleans.